Okay, let's just jump right in. Last night on the Golden Globes, first of all, if you named your child Christian when he was born, I'm really feeling like if you fast forwarded a number of years, you don't think that one day you're going to wake up and he was publicly in front of millions of people on a global stage thanking Satan for the inspiration for doing something. So let's just start with his name. Christian Bale won a Best Actor Award last night in the motion picture comedy or musical category for his portrayal of former Vice President Dick Cheney. And when he was giving his acceptance speech, being watched, by the way, not only by a live audience at the Golden Globes, but by millions of people watching around the world, Christian Bale said, "Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration on how to play this role." Soon after the acceptance speech, the Church of Satan recognized Bale's gratitude, posting on Twitter, "To us, Satan is a symbol of pride, liberty, and individualism. It serves as an external and metaphorical projection of our highest personal potential." The church went on to tweet, I mean, again, the use of the word church here, I still, we live in very strange times. Let me just go ahead and say that out loud. The Church of Satan went on to tweet in celebration of Christian Bale's comments on stage last night at the Golden Globes, in which he thanked Satan for giving him inspiration in playing a role. He said, "As Mr. Bale's own talent and skill won him the award, it's fitting." And then they say, "Hail Christian, hail Satan." Clearly, they don't mean hail Christian as in those of us who are followers of Christ. They mean hail Christian Bale. How do you respond to that? How do you react to that? How do you engage in a conversation about that today? This is, by the way, what's burning up social media today. This is the conversation that is afoot out there in the culture. You may say to yourself, I didn't watch the Golden Globes. I don't even have any idea what movie they're talking about. Christian Bale is not an actor with whom I am terribly familiar, although you may be familiar with him from his portrayal of Batman in The Dark Knight. I want to talk about the reality of the enemy. Like, I suspect that Christian Bale was just sort of joking around. I suspect that the actor meant the whole thing to be a joke. But it wasn't funny. Some people took it very seriously. Clearly, the Church of Satan took it very seriously. So what's going on here? How can we as Christians be equipped to enter into this conversation to actually recognize there is a real enemy? We ought not fool around about him. And we ought not play around with the reality of evil and its ability to inspire people to do things. We ought not celebrate those who do such. So that's I think, the starting point of the conversation. So I would describe this as actual spiritual warfare. Now, the problem is there's just lots of people that don't recognize that there is an enemy. They don't recognize the reality of an enemy. They think that, you know, he's kind of a joker, right? In Batman, you know, the Joker is the enemy. And so let's just imagine that Satan is this character with horns and a red tail and a pitchfork, and he'd be easily recognizable. And obviously, if he were real, he would, we could easily do away with him. So from the view of the Bible, and specifically from the viewpoint of Jesus, who is this enemy? And then I think we have to ask ourselves, where do we actually get most of our ideas about him? Because I think there's a lot of us that are not getting our ideas about Satan from the Bible. We are getting our ideas about Satan from the culture. There's lots of us who have ideas about Satan from a book called Dante's Inferno. Like, lots of folks actually have their images of Satan and their images of hell, not from the but from Dante's Inferno, which is a fictional work. So let's see, you know, let's spend a little time seeing what the Bible says. I'm going to start with one of the references of Jesus to the enemy. It's in John chapter 8. Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and now am here. I've not come on my own. He sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Well, because you're unable to hear what I say. Why is that? Because you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I'm telling the truth, why don't you believe me? He who belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. Jesus is drawing a very clear dividing line. Very clear dividing line between those who believe that he is who he is, that he is who he claims to be, that he is the one sent from the Father, that he is God incarnate, that he is indeed what Christmas claims he is. He's drawing a clear distinction between that group of people and other people who do not believe that Jesus came from God, do not believe that Jesus is the Son of God, do not believe that Jesus is the Christ of God. And why is that? Well, because there's one group of people who have received adoption into the family of God by faith in Jesus Christ. And there's another group of people who deny that. And Jesus very clearly here calls that group of people children of the father of lies. Now, that is some pretty strong language and pretty strong characterization of Satan, the enemy. If you were to go you should just Google the word Satan. Well, today you're going to get news reports about Christian Bale thanking Satan. But if you were to scour around a little bit, you would actually see some encyclopedic entries for Satan. One of them reads, "From the Hebrew word for accuser, Satan is a term with its origin in the Aramaic faith, traditionally applied to an angel. Ha-Satan is the accuser, a member of the divine council who challenged the religious faith of humans, especially in the books of Job and Zechariah. Religious belief systems other than Judaism relate this term to a demon, a rebellious fallen angel, the devil, minor god, idolatry, and an allegory for evil." So let's be clear that in all three languages included in the scriptures, Hebrew, Koine Greek, and Aramaic, the word Satan appears. It appears from 1 Chronicles chapter 21 and the book of Job, on several places in Zechariah, in Matthew, in Mark. It appears in Luke. It appears in John, Acts, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, Revelation. Satan is also referred to by a number of aliases. He is referred to as the destroyer, the accuser of the brethren, the adversary, the angel of the bottomless pit, Apollyon, Beelzebub, Belial, the devil, our common enemy, an evil spirit, the father of lies, Hades itself, a personification of Hades, the great red dragon, the liar, the lying spirit, the murderer, the old serpent, the dominion of darkness, the prince of the world, the prince of demons, the prince of the power of the air, the prince of the ruler of the darkness of this world, the serpent, the spirit that works in all disobedient people, the tempter, the god of this world, an unclean spirit, and the wicked one. Five occasions in the Psalms, the Hebrew word Satan is translated as adversaries and refers to those people who oppose the Lord. Satan is also translated as resist in referring to those who resist the work or the action of God in the world. There are a number of other scriptures that are commonly understood to relate to Satan that appear in Genesis, Psalms, Ephesians, Colossians, the Thessalonian correspondence, 1 and 2 Timothy, Hebrews, James, 1 and 2 Peter, 1 John, and Jude. And so to say that Satan isn't real, that he's this fanciful, comical creature, and or that he's metaphorical, is to not possess a biblical faith. It's to say that Jesus himself was a liar and misunderstood the cosmos. And so for those of us who are Christians, this is a day that we can enter into substantively into the cultural conversation as conversational apologists. And we can say, look, this is not something to joke around about. This is actually real.